Well, let's pray. Lord Jesus, I just thank you for your word. God, you are just so good. We just want to, we bless that, Lord. We want to, Lord, I just thank you that there's just always more, that we never reach a place. We're just always climbing. You're always calling us to steeper places, further up, further in. And Lord, I pray that tonight we would just open your word and just overshadow my weakness, because your word is living, your word is active. And so come. Come, living word. Holy Spirit, you're our teacher. Thank you in Jesus' name. I was thinking about this scripture in the last few days in James. Starting in chapter 4, as James was writing to these churches scattered throughout there, and really just confronting a couple of things. But the three is, you know, he was just talking about the wisdom from above. The two types of wisdom, earthly wisdom, demonic wisdom, and the wisdom from above, and speaking that wisdom from above, right? And he says, you know, where there's jealousy and selfish ambition, there's disorder in every evil thing, right? And so he starts in chapter 4, he says this, "What is the source of quarrels and conflicts among you? Is not the source your pleasures that will wage war within you, within your members? You lust, or you desire and do not have, so you commit murder," right? Not physically killing somebody, but as John tells us that, you know, if you hate your brother, you commit murder, right? The word hate. And we always look at that word hate because, you know, in the English language, and we say we hate, that's just such a strong, well, I don't hate them, I just don't like them, right? And that word just really means to reject. Right? If I reject my brother, sister, if I reject them, then that's like murder, right? Hate. So this is what it is. They have these strong desires, and they don't have. So what do? They blast with their tongue, right? And they commit murder against their brother. That's what was happening, because he just talking about how powerful the tongue is, right? How great a force is set aflame by a fire. That's what he says. And how big ship, you know, is steered by this little small, you know, that life is in the power of the tongue. And so much damage can be done, y'all, with that, right? We all know that. We've been there. I wish I could remember the book I read a long time ago. One of the best I've ever read about, this lady wrote it about our words and what we say. And she used different word pictures, you know. And one of them was that when you speak to a person, you're putting like this brick. You're building them up, right? And when you speak to them, you're adding another brick to them and their self-esteem, who they are, right? You're building them up like you're adding blocks and bricks, okay? We can do that with our tongue, or we can take away a block and brick with our tongue, right? Another one she used is like a person who's not really realizing they're throwing a rock over a hill. They keep throwing rocks and they hear something, not real sure what it is, and they go over there, and there's these expensive vases, vase, whatever you want to say. I say vase. And they're breaking them with rocks, not realizing. And what she was using is another word picture of what we do with our tongue. It can be very destructive with people, right? We know that in the inner healing business, I see that a lot. You know, we help people. We break word curses over them. Things that's been said, spoken by people, their parents, that just has an effect of their lives. You know, when y'all heard me use this one, but this is a true story. A singer in the 70s, there's this group, the Carpenters, brother and sister, you know, Karen Carpenter. Really good music, right? But she, when she was around 13 or so, one of her brother's friends made mention that she was overweight and actually called her fat, right? And she became an anorexic and ended up the complications from dying from that complications of something that was so powerful. You know, life and death are in the power of the tongue. Really, spoken words are really powerful. So what he's getting here is what is the very source of what's going on? You know, of these quarrels, or y'all not being able to get along with each other, you got to get to the source of this, right? The whys. You're envious, and you cannot obtain, so you fight, and you quarrel. you do not have because you don't ask. And you ask and don't receive because you ask with wrong motives. And he's talking about asking for a position, right? Asking for, hey, I need to be in there. You need to let me be here. I deserve this more than they do. I should be over here, you know, and even with the Lord. And then he goes on, you adulteresses, all right, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility with God? And therefore, if you want to be a friend of the world, then you put yourself at a place, is what is, you know, you're not God's enemy, right, the way it says, but you put yourself in a place where you're at enmity with him, is what that actually way that's written, you know. You can't have, you want this, and you're envious, and you want the world, and what it has to offer, and it just doesn't work, right? Can't serve two masters. We all know that. Then he goes on, or do you think the scripture speaks to no purpose? See, God jealously desires his spirit to dwell in us. I love how it goes right from that into, hey guys, you know, Holy Spirit is jealous. He wants you. He jealously desires that. And he gives you this greater grace. Therefore, it says God is opposed to the proud and he gives grace to the humble. And here's what you do. Submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And draw near to God. He will draw near to you. Goes on to cleanse your hands, purify your hearts, you double-minded. Really great word here because what the Lord was just speaking to me about this. Because, you know, if you're in a kind of a dark, say your hands are dirty, and it's a real, like we had lights turned off in here earlier. You can't really see how dirty your hands are until the light's turned on, right? Or using that about your heart. You really can't see dirt or how dirty until you look in a mirror. The light is on and you can see, right? And you can begin to see this dirt. 1 John talks about God being light. Really cool verses. This is the message that we have heard from him. This is John chapter 1. And announce to you that God is light. And in him there is no darkness. If we say that we have fellowship with him and we're walking in darkness, we lie, do not practice truth. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of his son Jesus, just cleanses us from all sin. And if we say that we have none, of course we're deceiving ourselves, but if we confess, he is so faithful to forgive us and cleanse us, right? To confess or own it. And that's he says this too in James 5. Therefore, confess, agree, that word to mean, with your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you can be healed. So where we're kind of going with this is if God is light and in his light I see my darkness. Because I want to see what the source of quarrels within me, right? I want to see. Because I can be a person who, and TC said she couldn't understand this for years. How can you be like that? I can struggle with something inwardly and be struggling and not really know why. I just know that I'm struggling really bad, you know, when I'm feeling a certain way. I'm feeling kind of blah or pressed or maybe, you know, and it takes the Lord to give me the source, show it to me, right? What is the source of what's going on within me? And it seems like he's always so faithful to show me that, you know. And it takes me a while. It takes me to just getting in his presence, talking about it, maybe talking it out, and to see that, you know. And the promise is, God being light, that, you know, if we confess, we bring it into the light, not only are you forgiven, but you're cleansed from that, right? The reason inner healing. And y'all, you know, everybody here has been through Lazarus or been through part of inner healing. It's so important because that is exactly what you're doing. You are coming into the light, right? And you're allowing people to use the gifts of the Holy Spirit to expose that, right? And he's not so faithful. This is a great one in Ephesians. Some of my favorite. So Ephesians chapter 5. Starting in verse 8, says, you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, right? We have the light of the world within us. We are new creations. We're children of light now. Now walk as children of light. Because the light, the fruit of the light, consists in all goodness, all righteousness, and all truth. And trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord, right? As children of light, the fruit of the light is going on within me, and now that light is exposing. So the end result will be His righteousness, His goodness, fruit just pouring out of me, right? And do not participate, it says, in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but expose them. For it's disgraceful, it says, to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. And it goes in this. For all things become visible, become revelation, that word. All things become revelation when they are exposed by the light. And everything that becomes visible is light, becomes light. Isn't that cool? For this reason it says, awake, sleeper, arise from the dead, Christ will shine on you. Okay? For the reason of, right? The Lord only exposes anything to heal it, right? He only exposes, not to slam us, condemn us, you know, put guilt, none of that kind of stuff. For one reason is to heal. Light is healing, right? One of the best things we can do, they tell us, is to get sunlight. Because sunlight is like this healing agent, right? That releases vitamin D or something like that, that light just kind of releases in you, just healing presence. So true in our Christian life, too. As we draw near, that was the whole thing, draw near to God. That's what he's telling them, hey, what's the source? Here's some sources. It could be that you're jealous, you're envious, you're, you know, you're desiring this or you want that so bad. Draw near to God. His promise is he will draw near to you. And as he draws near to you, then it starts exposing, right? That's how you resist the devil. The devil dwells in darkness, right? I'll give you a couple of, if you want these couple of scriptures, it's kind of obscure verses that you're probably not going to read every day, but they're real powerful. One is in the book of Jude. Says in Jude, of course, it's just one chapter, verse 6, says, angels who did not keep their own domain, but abandoned their proper abode, right? God has kept in eternal bonds under darkness for judgment of the great day. And then 2 Peter chapter 2, kind of a cool one here. Where's that one? 2 Peter 2... For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but he cast them into hell and committed them to pits of darkness, reserved for judgment. So they're kept in eternal bonds, pits, right? They can't go out the boundaries God's put for them, right? And they dwell in darkness. That's the reason it's so important, because if I keep something in darkness, right, then he kind of has permission to use that to torment me. So when I bring things, that's the reason, you know, this confession is such a powerful thing, y'all, biblical thing, because when I do that, and I'm agreeing, and I'm bringing these things out into the light, that's the greatest thing I can do, because then he can't dwell in light. He has to go. I can't tell you how many times I've seen that, just praying for my own life, praying for other people. Once it's just kind of gotten out there, just healing that will just come, you know, just like freedom and liberty, and just starts happening, and you know, it becomes, like Scripture says, it now becomes light. You know, he shines on those things. So that's the reason it's a good, you know, because the enemy will lie to us and tell us, oh, it's not a really big deal. You know, you don't need to confess. You don't need to talk about that. That's in the past happened. You know. Just think about what you're doing. You're carrying on a conversation with something. He's trying to tell you, don't get into the light. Don't bring it into the light, because I'm going to have to go if you do this. Such a very, just an amazingly powerful thing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. These are really great verses about the light. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 4. Says, but you, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day would overtake you like a thief. You are all sons of light, and you're sons of the day. We are not of night, and we're not of darkness, right? So then, let us not sleep as others do. Let us be alert and sober. For those who sleep do their sleeping at night. But since we are of the day, verse 8, we're of the day. Let us be sober. Having put on the breastplate, we talked about this Sunday, of faith and love, and this helmet, the hope of salvation. So this is calling us, we're sons, daughters of light, right? And that one, again, you're not in darkness that the thief would overtake you. So where does the thief operate? In darkness. People don't get robbed during the day. Well, they do now. Some, you know, we got robbed during the day. So, but normally, right, normally thieves come in at night because the darkness conceals them. Romans 13, there's another couple of good ones. Romans 13, verse 12. It says, the night is almost gone and the day is near. Therefore, lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Right? Light is an armor. It's a protection, right? I love how it uses that as the armor of light. Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness and sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy. You know, we just, James talking about that same thing. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regard to his desire. And we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, John 8, familiar verses to us. Then Jesus spoke again and said to them, I am the light of the world. He who follows me, you will not walk in darkness, but you will have the light of life, or the light that gives light, right? Light that gives life. This is John 12, verse 35. So Jesus said to them, for a little while longer, the light is among you, him, talk, while you have the light, so that darkness will not overtake you. He walks in darkness, does not know where he goes. Very true. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you will become, and what he's talking about here is the cross, the resurrection, the day of Pentecost. Then you, because you're going to become sons of light. It's one of my favorite ones in the Psalm, Psalm 36. This is Psalm 36, verse 9. Great verse. For with you is the very fountain of life, Lord, and in your light we see light. You're the fountain of life, and Lord, in your light, we see light. Things become visible, right? You show me. It's like you did with these guys. You know, if you keep on reading through there, he keeps saying, humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord. And from that place of humility, he'll exalt you. That word means he'll raise you up, okay? So we don't need to fear the light. Right, it's a good healing, like we said, sunshine is healing and healthy, whole thing to come to the light, right? In his presence, the presence of God. Because in that light, it's just there to heal. It's there to expose any darkness, right? Because any area like that where the darkness goes, the light is there, okay? That's where most of mine, and I have a, meet with, get prayer all the time from people. But most of mine is just seated at his feet, Lord, and asking him, Lord, show me the source. Why am I struggling like this? Why do I feel like this? What? Show me this. And every single time he'll do that. One of the biggest ones that he did recently, that just really, man, just like scales fell off of my eyes, was in the area of self-rejection. You know, I'd been walking in it for a long time, and he just exposed that. You know, it was just a place of darkness that I was walking in, and it was just kind of the fruit of darkness was coming. That, you know, the self rejection. I didn't even really realize it, but when he showed me that, you know, oh my gosh, it was life changing, Lord. Oh my gosh, because it became visible in the light. I could see it. And I was seeing it, I could repent of it. And in seeing it and repenting of it, guess what happened? Healing came. Fruit came. The fruit of light. And I mean, there was just so many different things that just changed in my life. I really didn't realize that, you know, because I had been given into just self-rejection. I was rejecting just different things about me, but even the way I look physically, right? You ever been there? Avoiding, you know, me, I was avoiding mirrors and everything, just not, and thinking I just, you know, And the Lord's like, stop, you know, what are you doing? This is nutty. And I just started, some of y'all heard me talk about this, but, you know, even when, you know, with CC, she would come and, you know, hug me, we'd kiss, you know, I just wanted to get away from, you know, push her away. Like, I thought, oh my God, what is going on? I knew it wasn't her. What is going on within me? And that's part of the deal. I was rejecting. Because if you got self-rejection going on and you reject yourself, right, that's going to go flow into other, where you think people are rejecting you too, right? So that's just an example of mine, but just the importance of drawing near to God. That's what that means. He desires the Holy Spirit, he said in James. Now draw near to God. He will draw near to you, because as you draw near, that's what it means to cleanse your hands. Because as you draw near, you can see, oh, goodness, you know. And from that place, that humble place, it says he gives a greater grace, double grace to you. And then he exalts you. So I was lifted up from there. I was lifted up as a son of light. I was lifted up as saying what he says about me and believing what he says about me. And one of the verses that I do, and I quote this verse every day, Song of Solomon 4:7, says, you are altogether beautiful, and there's no blemish in you. And I'll say, Craig, you are altogether beautiful, and there's no blemish in you. And there's some other ones I'll quote in there, too, in the Song of Solomon. You know, all those cool things, right? Because that's light. That's what he says. And by doing that, man, it's just, the enemy's just not been able to stay there. He'll try to come, but he has to go, right? So you're sons and daughters of light, because the light dwells in you. Jesus promises you, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, right, there'll be no darkness there at all. So it's really good. It's really good to, what I tell people a lot in ministry or healing is to, you know, it's good to face the mirror, you know. It's good to face the mirror. Because what I mean by facing the mirror is that you got to turn around and look. And the very thing I was avoiding, the mirrors, now I can turn around and look at the mirror. Because Scripture talks as mirrors, right? We're reflecting the glory of the Lord. So you're basically, you and I are turning to the light, the glory of God, and letting that transform us, right? So cool, so good. So my encouragement is, if you have something you don't really know the source of it, come to the light. Get in the light himself. He'll be so, and he's so good when he does that. He's so kind, you know, so gentle and kind, and just washing over you. That's what it says. He's cleansing you from all the unrighteousness. Unrighteous, you know, and I've had years of walking in the unrighteousness of self-rejection, and he cleansed it, right? So, well, amen. Cool. Amen. Well, let's stand. We pray for you. Lord, just thank you for these guys. Lord, just how much you love all of us. Lord, thank you that, Lord, your word in Lord Malachi 4 talks about, Lord, that day of when you come delivering us, the day of Pentecost, how people will skip around like calves, just full of life. Lord, that's how you want us to live. Because we're sons, we're daughters of light. Lord, we can just rejoice. And the Son of Righteousness, it said, will rise with healing in his wings. Lord, heal those places in us. Lord, as we just walk in closer to you, just heal those places in us where we've been robbed. Lord, where the enemy has come in like a thief. Lord, you said you would restore the years the locusts have eaten, and that is true. So bless everyone, Lord. Thank you for the more. Pray in Jesus.